Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the virtual Business Radio X studio in Alpharetta. We're not in Renaissance Bank at the moment, but for social distancing reasons. But Renaissance Bank is still open. The drive-thrus are open. You can visit the branches by appointment. And that's by appointment only. So call ahead to your friendly Renaissance banker, or if you need some further help, go to renaissancebank.com and find a location and, check them out, there, but they are, open and doing business and, doing some great work, with the, PPP and EIDL loans. So, check them out. When you can, renaissancebank.com, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now we turn to Heather Rogers. Heather is with Simply Organized, and I've got a feeling I already know what she does, but Heather, why don't you tell us about you and tell us about what you do?
Hi, John. So yes, I own Simply Organized. It's a professional organizing business. Me and my team of 12 people, we help people declutter, donate, get rid of stuff, and then we help them get organized and find a place for everything that they want to keep in their house and work with spatial planning. And then we also do packing and unpacking for when people are moving.
Now, we're conducting this interview on Zoom, and which means you and I can see each other. And correct. Which means, you know, we're in a little bit different environment right now than we would be if we were in our studio, because you can see behind me and I can see behind you and I can see that you are organized. So see, this is different than you just coming into the studio and saying you do this and then the at home it's really a mess. You really are organized back in there. So congratulations.
That's funny. Well, I have the advantage of knowing I was going to be on video in my home office, and I prepared.
Something tells me you're organized already. But no, seriously, this is a problem for a lot of people, right? I mean, what's the scope of the problem? I mean, because it seems like we've got the all of us have a collection of a lot of things. And how do we organize it, right?
Right, absolutely. So especially in America, knowing that the number one most profitable franchise in our country is storage units lets you know that this is a huge issue for most people in America. Most of my clients can't park both cars in their two-car garage because they use it to store extra stuff. And we all have too much stuff, including me. I am not perfect by any means or immune from that. So what I find most of my clients are two busy working parents who are overwhelmed and they don't have the time nor the energy to get organized. They just shut the door to the room or the space that's driving them the most crazy and they try to pretend it doesn't exist.
And one of the points we were talking about before we came on the air, you made the distinction between folks that are overwhelmed and folks that are hoarders.
Correct.
Talk about, yeah, unpack that a little more.
Sure. So the first question everyone asks me when they hear that I'm an organizer is, oh, like the TV show, do you work with hoarders? And I want to make sure everybody realizes that people with the tendency to hoard, it's a mental disorder, and that's very, very rare. It's in the minority of who we work with. I have worked with hoarders in the past, but my everyday clients are not hoarders. And people now use it as a buzzword, and they think it's, you know, kind of tongue in cheek to describe themselves as a hoarder, but 99.9% of the time, they're not anywhere close to that.
So you're the one to say, I've seen hoarders, you're no hoarder.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct. They just think that they, maybe they're a nicer way of putting it. You know, they collect too many things, or they don't stay on top of it. So they don't get rid of the things that they really don't need or use or haven't in a long time. Mm. So when they're overwhelmed, to me, that just means that they just, they don't have the time or the energy to deal with it, nor does anybody want to.
Right.
I mean, that's not the top of the list of what people want to do every day.
Right. Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, there's a productivity problem here for people, right? I mean, there's a when they are disorganized in the way a lot of folks are, talk a little bit about how you see that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, talk about how you see that.
So it's been actually scientifically proven that the more clutter we're surrounded by, the less we can get accomplished. It's actually really distracting. It's also emotionally depressing to be surrounded by clutter. So it really does negatively affect your productivity if you're not keeping up with it and dealing with it. Mm-hmm. It's subconscious. So a lot of people don't realize that maybe that anxiety or stress or dread that they feel in their home is coming from the stuff, but a lot of it is. And so once we start working on that, people feel, they describe it as, I feel lighter, I feel freer, I feel happier, I feel like I have more time, because they've dealt with that thing that they've been putting off or dreading for so long.
Right, right. Folks, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Heather Rogers, and Heather is the owner of Simply Organized. And so, Heather, this may seem like an obvious question, but how does someone know that they need you? I mean, because there's a difference between being maybe temporarily disorganized or and just being chronically having a chronic problem, right?
Right. Absolutely. So a lot of people will say that they need me, or everybody needs our services, but the act of picking up the phone and calling us, usually comes when someone is going through a major life change. That's when they almost feel like they're allowed to ask for help, even though I'm here to give you permission to ask for help whenever, even if you just think it's a pile of papers that need to be filed or something much more difficult to tackle. But most of the time we get a call when somebody's getting married, getting divorced, having a baby, they've experienced a death in the family, or they're moving. And this is when they're extra overwhelmed and they really don't have any extra time or energy to spend on getting organized. And so they'll usually reach out then and admit, okay, I need your help. I feel like I'm allowed to ask for help because I'm so extra overwhelmed with everything that's going on.
Well, and there's a fear of being judged, right?
Absolutely.
So how do you talk people through that?
So the number one reason I've heard that people don't call us, even if they need us, is because they're afraid that we are going to judge them for how they live. They think that a professional organizer's job is to go in and throw away everything that they own or get rid of stuff that they really love. And that is just, it could not be further from the truth. Mm. So first of all, I tell people, I have seen it all. And trust me, you're not the worst. And even if you were, it's okay. That's why I have a career. That's why I have a job. And I can't do my job if I'm just busy sitting there judging you for your mess or your stuff. So what I go in with is the ability to sort items like with like. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even occur to me that there's a pile of XYZ. I'm just instantly walking into a room and saying, oh, okay, all the clothes need to go together. All the paperwork needs to go together. I am not judging anybody for what their house looks like. I'm just there to help however I can. So if it's something as simple as, let's just tackle that pile of paperwork, which is our number one complaint that we hear from our clients is that we're drowning in paper, or maybe it's an entire house or a room that's floor to ceiling boxes, whatever the issue is. I am not there to judge them. I'm there to help them. So fear not. Call us anyway.
Right. Well, it's the same reason why people they're afraid to call the fitness place, or they're right, or some other kind of self-improvement, personal improvement kind of service.
Yes, that's so true. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because we often liken ourselves to personal trainers. Mm. Half of the battle is putting it on your calendar, motivation, and accountability. So the rest of it is our skill set with spatial planning and everything else. But half of what we're doing is exactly what a personal trainer is doing. You can exercise by yourself, but you're 10 times more likely to do it if you have the help of an organizer, right?
Right, right. You've probably got people that fear you driving up to their home in a simply organized truck, right? What will the neighbors think, right?
That is true. I've heard that as well. And we do not have any markings on the outside of our car. We're totally anonymous. We also take an ethical oath, if it helps everyone feel better, through our National Association of Organizers, where every client is anonymous. So we will never discuss your name or your particular situation with anyone else. So we keep it all to ourselves.
Well, now, since you brought that up, let's get that out there, because you're active in that organization at a very high level. Why don't you tell everyone about that?
So I am president of our local Georgia chapter of NAPO, and I've been doing this for 2 years as president. And before that, I was in a different role on the board, and we have about 80 members, and it's a mix of both organizers and what we call our business partners, who are businesses who work really well with organizers, like cleaning services and moving services and photo organizers, et cetera. So we meet every month in Sandy Springs, and it's just a really, really great group of people that not only we help educate each other on how to help our clients, but also how to help our businesses.
That's terrific. I never knew there was an professional organization around organizing, but that's great, because that gives people confidence that there's some credibility to what you're doing, because this is kind of the kind of business that it's pretty easy to hang out a shingle and say you're a professional organizer, right?
Right. Absolutely. There's also a certification process that you can go through, which is a pretty lengthy testing to get what's called your CPO certification. And there's a ton of education that goes into it. And we have speakers every month who come and help us with everything from working with people who have attention deficit to working with hoarders, people with OCD, so many different niches and particular groups of specializations, different types of clients that we get taught how to work with properly.
Folks, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Heather Rogers, and Heather is the owner of Simply Organized. So let's get into how you work with clients. How does the process start? Someone calls you and says, "I'm a mess. I need help. I'm turning myself in." What do you do for them?
Absolutely. So we work, because we have a team of 12 people, we can work just all over Metro Atlanta area. So we will go into their home for a minimum of 3 hours per session. And most times, if we're organizing somebody, we're working one-on-one with them. Some clients want to be very hands-on. Some clients want to let us in the door and leave. And either way, we're happy to work with them. We will go through, I always start with, what are your goals? How do you envision this space when we get done? What's your timeline look like? What's your deadline look like? And then the process after that is the same, no matter what room, how much stuff they have, or who the client is. We're always going to sort everything like with like, just to see how much of everything we have. in that space, and then we're going to figure out what they want to keep and what they might be willing to either throw away or donate. And then we're going to put everything that they want to keep back into the space in an orderly fashion and make sure that every single piece that they have has a home. So they know where to find their receipts, their paperwork, their office supplies. I'm talking about a home office right now because we're both in our home offices.
Right.
But no matter what room you're in, we're going to do the exact same process and make sure that you're not wasting all your time, especially on a busy morning, looking for stuff, looking for the kids' extra sock or second shoe or homework assignment or anything that you can think of. We want to make sure everything has a home so you can find what you need when you need it.
So we've got to talk about the current environment that we're in. You know, we're in a shelter in place environment. That's why we're doing this interview virtually as opposed to in our studio. So how do you work with folks right now in this environment? So,
believe it or not, we can do quite a bit virtually. Like I said before, half of what we do is motivation and accountability. And so we're still there to coach everybody through. And right now, a lot of people have some extra time at home and they're working on decluttering and other home projects. So they can call me or email me and we can work, even if they're not very technologically inclined. I can talk to them over the phone. We can do video, we can do photos, and I can actually help them with the entire process. I've got a virtual client later today that I'm helping just finish up a project. Because I think most people, even if they have the time right now to work on it, they're still doing the same old habits that we've always done, which is start something and never finish it. So I'm here to help everybody stick to their goals, stay motivated, stick to their timelines and their deadlines, and really finish the projects that they've started. So we can still work with them virtually.
Right, right. So how does it work in terms, I mean, you get someone organized and you go through the process. Do you continue to work with them to, so that they, keep on the straight and narrow, as it were, or how do you keep people, once you do that work for them, how do you keep them in that good place you've put them?
So maintenance is one of the most difficult parts of the whole process, because that comes after we leave, right? So they really have to maintain the space. We have some clients on a maintenance program where we'll actually go back and continue working with them either monthly or quarterly or annually, whatever they feel comfortable with, and really just kind of make sure that the systems that we put in place are still working for them. Sometimes we need to tweak and change the systems. They're not keeping up with it. It's not easy for them. They can't remember what to do. And so we'll change it so that it'll work better for them. Some of our clients, and this is a rare few, that they just stick to it. They're good to go after we're done working with them. And I'll follow up with them every once in a while just to see how they're doing. And they're doing great. I think the most important thing is they don't continue to keep shopping and keep all the stuff coming into the house, because that's really the hardest part to maintain, is all the stuff continues to keep coming in on a regular basis, then you have to do a lot more work with that. But yeah, it just depends on the client. And we try to make sure that we're working with each client individually and what works best for them.
Sure. Now, in addition to organizing, you've got other services that you provide as well.
We do. So we have a moving division that packs and unpacks people before and after their moves. And we work with a lot of moving companies because most moving companies do not unpack and put everything away. So our team can come in and usually in 1 to 2 days get an entire house packed. And then after their move in 1 or 2 days, get everything unpacked and put away in the right place from day one in the house, which is a really, really lovely service to be able to not only provide to our clients, but for the clients to be able to take advantage of, especially if they're moving to Atlanta. It's the first time they've ever lived here before. It really takes a lot of that extra stress off of their plate when they know that that's one less thing that they have to worry about.
For sure. Now, one thing I have to get to here about your business, both on the organizing front and on the moving front, you're talking about a team. I think my perception of your business, where you might be a solopreneur or maybe have another person to help you, but you've got an entire team. I mean, you've got a good sized company.
I do. So I've been doing this for 10 years, and it took me a couple of years to figure out how to clone myself and how I was going to be in multiple places at the same time on the same day. Right. And actually, one of my fellow NAPO colleagues, I went to a meeting one night and she said, "You need to hire people." And it was such a wonderful advice that I got from her. And from that point on, I started little by little working with one organizer at a time. But yeah, we've grown to a team of 12 now. And they're fantastic. We're all organizers. And we've all been doing this for years. And I couldn't do it without them. So they're all subcontractors for me. Mm-hmm. But they work for me at least, 4 to 6 times a week, so that I can be working with one client and they can be somewhere completely different, giving the same level of service to somebody else.
That's awesome. Now, we mentioned the fact that you work virtually, which means you can work with folks anywhere. But in terms of when you're on site, talk about the geographic locations that you serve.
Right. So, I've got a team that's kind of spread out all over Metro Atlanta. So we pretty much go anywhere from Atlanta North. So we can work in Buckhead and Decatur and Smyrna and Ackworth and Alpharetta and Roswell and Cumming. And so just a nice big range. And then if somebody needs us and they're outside of our service area, we'll work with them to figure out the best thing, whether I'm going to refer another organizer who lives closer to them or charge for a travel fee. Either way, we can always come up with some way to help them.
Awesome. So who is, I mean, you mentioned folks that are moving, folks that are in a life change as ideal clients, expand on others that may be ideal clients for you.
So I've worked with a lot of people who are in the process of downsizing. So going from a, maybe 3,000-5,000 square foot home, even if they're not moving into assisted or independent living, but they're just moving into a smaller home. We've started to call it right sizing or smart sizing instead of downsizing, because downsizing is such a negative term.
Right.
But we work with a lot of them because they have accumulated quite a bit over the years, and we want to help them take the items that are the most important to them and not just move everything so that they feel like they're drowning in stuff the minute they get to their new home. Mm-hmm. So we work with a lot of people like that. We also work with estate cleanouts. So a lot of times the adult child of someone who's deceased lives in another state, but they need to get the parents' house ready to put on the market. Mm-hmm. So we help clean out the estate and get the house ready to sell. And then we also do a lot of just, people are maybe combining households. And so they both have an entire household full of stuff, but they're combining and moving into one household. So we figure out, what do y'all really want to have in the new house? What do the different kids really need and want? You certainly don't need, 6 couches in one living room. So right. We can really help a lot with the spatial planning and making sure that all of the stuff is going to fit. And then what they don't really want or need, or they're never going to use again, either gets resold or donated so that it can be, you know, kind of recycled properly.
Sure. Sure. Well, Heather, this has been great. It sounds like you've got a much needed service for people. I was going to say essential business, but that's a legal term now. Wasn't a legal term 2 months ago, but now it is. So
yeah, right. We are an essential business.
There you go. This has been great. So for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch with you, and maybe even today would like to work with you virtually because they're at home and able to do that, tell them how they can be in touch.
Yes. So you can call me at 404-825-2105, or you can email me. My email is heather@simplyorganizedyou.com. And our website is also simplyorganizedyou.com.
Awesome. Heather Rogers. She's the owner of Simply Organized. Heather, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.
So folks, just a reminder, you can listen to this show on all the major podcast apps. That would include Apple, Stitcher, Google, TuneIn, Spotify, Overcast, Pocket Cast. We're on all of them. We're also online at northfultonbusinessradio.com. Check out our archive there. We've got now going on 110 shows or something like that. And we have been doing this for 4 years now, going on 4 years, and have quite an archive there for you to access business leaders like Heather. We're on social media too, so if you'll follow us there, we'd love it. LinkedIn, Facebook, or Twitter, all three of those platforms, we're North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Heather Rogers, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.